Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents episode 712, Broken Circle Part 2, recorded live on December 19th, 2019. Hello everyone, welcome to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I am your host, Duststorm.
I am your co-host, Godzilla T.
And welcome to our final episode of 2019. Yes, our last one.
And we are going to do our best not to make this a marathon episode.
No.
Fingers crossed.
Unlike last week. Last week was a little crazy. We tried to change some things. We did okay at changing some things. We did not do okay at changing some other things. So we will continue to work on that.
It is a work in progress.
Yep.
And it's progressing very slow.
Hey, progress is still progress. But we are going to be refining some stuff over the next couple of weeks that will be off. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But first, let's go ahead and get to our community recap. So GT, how did Fragment Friday go last week?
Fragment Friday went really well. I'm still miffed at 343 for not expanding the number of custom games that you can have. Limited to 50.
And that's local, right? Or is that
that's
in the
period.
The share?
That's, you can have 50 customs, period. Because anything in your file share, you have to have stored locally.
Right. So the local cap is 50.
Right.
That just doesn't make sense. I don't, like, you expect all this content to be pulled over from the legacy titles, but you still can't, like, if you had more than 50 custom games, like, just on Halo Reach, what happens to all the Halo 3 ones and Halo 4 ones that you want? I mean, there's...
You can't do them. The only thing I can think of is I'm going to have to use multiple profiles until they decide to fix it. Which means that if we decide that we want to play something different, I'm going to have to pause the stream and switch to a different profile just so I can get access to the custom games. And that's stupid.
That's not...
There is no reason that it should be limited to 50 games.
No, there's not. There's really not.
I mean, even in the legacy titles, well, the ones that actually had it, you know, you had a minimum of 100.
Yeah.
Before the Xbox said, "Oop, I can't do no more."
Yeah, and the limit was
and that was file fine share. For the Xbox. You know, for the Xbox 360, because it, once you got up, you know, when you got to that point in with like Halo 3, it got really slow to loading custom games because it would. You know, once you got that many games, you know, custom games in there, it would take it a while to actually load the maps.
Yeah.
Of course, that even got worse as they added more maps.
Of course. You would think with the Xbox One and how much progress we've made since the Xbox 360 days, that they should be able to overcome that.
There needs to be a better way to do that.
There really does need to be. Yeah. Other than that, though. How did game night go?
It went real great. I mean, we had a lot of fun. Everything went great up until we started, you know, got to the point where we wanted to play some custom games. I'm going to have to go through and basically delete all the custom games that I have and build a list of 50 customs for Reach. And then that'll just have to be it.
That's nuts.
It's really silly to do that because there's a lot of games out there I want to play.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not like it's 50 games for the entirety of MCC. It's not even just 50 games for just Reach. I mean, if it was 50 games for just Reach, okay, I could probably live with that.
Sure.
But no, it's 50 games for everything, for CE, Halo 2. Halo 3, Halo 4, Reach, ODST, all of them. Of course, granted, there's no real customs in ODST, but you've got, You've got five games there that have custom game modes.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, that gives you 10 game modes per, well, no, actually that only gives you five. If the game, the map has a custom game mode, that gives you five.
Cuts in half.
For each game. Because it's not, it's, you have 50 slots that counts map and game type.
Yep. Which is ridiculous. I mean, even if you did the, so at least supported 100, where like, okay, the Xbox 360 versions of Reach, Halo 4, and 360, all local storage was 100.
Yeah.
That would be per game. Right.
I mean, for MCC, you need like 400 slots.
Yeah. So come on, 343.
With the way they've got it managed right now, you know, you have one hopper, and so that hopper needs to be increased tenfold. It, you know, you need at least 400 slots.
Yeah. So just, well, if you were to take all the slots that were available on across all the 360 titles, it wasn't like 100 of each. So like you got 100 maps, 100 game modes, like in Reach, something like that. That was like 100 of each file type. Anyway, so that's 200 for Reach, 200 for Halo 4, 200 for Halo 3. So that's 600 total. No, it was
only 100 for Halo 3.
100 total files? Okay, so that's 500. And then I don't think there was really a limit on Halo CE or Halo 2. Or no one ever really found it. There probably was.
There never was. It never had a problem because it was only game types.
Right. So let's just throw 50 in for both of those. That's 600 slots.
Yeah, they need to fix that.
They do. That they do.
But anyway, other than that, it went really, really great. Had a lot of fun. We are still working on trying to get a PC lobby and an Xbox lobby going at the same time.
Yes.
We will be working on that some more during the Christmas break. So we'll fill you in on that at a later date to let you know what we come up with.
Something else to note for this coming game night and other game nights that will be taking place during the holiday season, which stay tuned to our social media because we will be kind of announcing which game nights will and will not be happening. We know for sure the game night between Christmas and New Year's, that would be the 26th, is not happening. 27th.
Yeah, the week of Christmas, I'm going to go ahead and take that week off. So tomorrow, which will be the 20th for those that are here, we'll have our game night and then we'll take next week off and we'll be back the 3rd.
Yep. So that's our tentative schedule. That things may change, but for the time being, we're on for tomorrow, which is going to be the 20th, and we're off the 27th, and then we'll be back the following Friday. But another, in addition to that, and jumping ahead into the news section a little bit, there is global double XP across both MCC and Halo 5. So we'll be putting polls up every time that we want to do a game night and see what people want to play. Again, the options will be MCC on Xbox, Halo 5 on Xbox, or MCC on PC. If there are enough votes and if there are enough people that actually show up to the game nights, then we will try to host multiple lobbies if we're able to.
I mean, we've been getting a lot more interest in the PC side of things, and the reason we haven't done it as of yet is because we've had a small number of people that have been actually able to show up. We would love to be able to do a PC game night as well, but we'd kind of like to have some people to play the game with too, you know?
Yeah.
you know, right now, most of the people that are coming to game nights are playing on console. And so that's where we'll probably focus until we get, you know, some more people that are able to play on PC.
Yep.
But what we are looking at doing is basically having two active streams going on, you know, the Mixer co-stream type deal. That way you can see both games at the same time for those that are just tuning in to watch. we're still working on the details there.
Yep. If you see us online streaming at some weird times, it's us testing out our streaming setup and capabilities. So it's not that you won't be missing anything. If we decide to do some random off one-off stream, we will let you know on social media and in the Discord. But if you see us going live for some unannounced reason, it's us testing stuff.
And you're more than welcome to come by and, you know, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Because your input will definitely help us.
And Stephen Thomas over in YouTube is asking, does anyone like pizza? And I would think all of us like pizza here because all of us are really enjoying Reach right now. And for those playing on PC, I think they really like it on PC.
A few weeks ago, we had the discussion of what kind of pizza is the best pizza, and Dust is totally wrong.
It's funny. We brought that up to several of my friends here and people at church, and there were a lot of affirmative responses on Pizza Hut.
Yeah, they even haven't had good pizza. They haven't had good pizza then.
Now, I'm saying Pizza Hut as far as chain pizza, not necessarily the mom and pop brick oven pizza type.
I'm not even talking about that either. I'm not talking mom and pop shops. Papa Murphy's is not a mom and pop shop.
I mean, I hadn't heard about it until you said something about it. So just saying. So keep an eye on our social media and our Discord. We will be putting up the polls to see what people want to play. And if you are voting in the poll, then please try to show up. That'd be helpful. Yeah. So as for me, I did not have an achievement stream because I've been baking my hands off trying to get a whole bunch of cookies and muffins and other Christmas treats baked and then sent off. We're sending off quite a few boxes tomorrow. They should get there on time because priority deadline is Saturday to get it there by Christmas. So I'm hoping putting at least a day in advance before then will at least get them mostly there on time. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. All right, so that's it for the streams. Let's go ahead and jump on into the Halo news. We have two articles from Waypoint. We have the last community spotlight and the last community update of the year. So let's go ahead and jump on into the spotlight. And I still haven't moved my thing over, so bye-bye me. Oh, wait. Whoa. I'm there this time. What the heck?
What did you do?
I did nothing. I didn't even touch it, but I'm there. It works. You can see me. Hi, stream.
I think somebody did some work and didn't tell himself that he did it.
I did. Honestly, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. Wow. Okay. This will make no sense to people that just listen to the show. Basically, for those that are listening, we have a setup for the browser version where we actually go through the community update on stream. And for a while, my camera source just wasn't working, and now it's working.
Good.
To kick things off, we have, I think this is an actual picture. I don't think it's a artwork. Can you tell? It's Master Chief. It's either a chromatic figure, could be a Mega Constructs figure, or some with a tinsel Christmas tree.
I think that's a little action figure.
Okay. I just hadn't seen one like that, so that kind of threw me off a little bit. I mean, it's by the watermark is more shot, so I'm guessing it's a picture. Yeah, that's a chromatic Chief action figure. It might be Mega Constructs. Because there's an elbow joint in there. I'm not sure. And then there's a little tinsel tree with some decorations on it. And there's a Merry Christmas hat in the background with some more Christmas lights and orbs and candy canes and all that fun stuff. That's what topped the article. We've got a Star Wars cross Halo theme mashup, which is really, really cool. Have you listened to this yet?
No, I have not had a chance to actually listen to it.
If you have a chance to, it's really good. It is really nice. We got Snickers Doodles. So we've got plenty of community content in here from VFX to still shot animations to artwork. cosplay. So what do you want to jump around to first?
I kind of like the Hunter.
Oh, yeah, the Hunter. And I'm guessing that's a Noble 6, or maybe that is Noble 1. What's his name? Carter.
Could be Carter. The Forge Christmas is pretty good, too.
The Forge Christmas. Where is that one?
Right above it. Yeah.
Oh, the one above it?
The Christmas tree?
Oh, I didn't even realize that was Forge. I blew right by it. Yeah, and that's Halo Fan for Life. That's nuts.
That's actually pretty cool. Look, I like that.
Forge? There's a poster of Chief as a Forge object?
I don't know. But that's done in Forge.
That's incredible. Wow. I like how if you look at the clock, you see where the dice are on the mantle. You merge two dice together to make it 117. That's a nice touch. Well, it does, looks like there's only really two references to 117. Be cool to have like one of those pictures and then have a little Easter egg of like try to find all the instances or references to 117, whether it's Braille, numeric, Roman numeral.
Hey, there you go. That's something you can do.
Yeah. Do I have the time to do it? Maybe next year.
Well, you know, you start at it in January. You just work on it until next year.
Sure. Yeah, that works. I like the ODST with the tank.
That's pretty cool.
And all the beer cans that are on the floor. Someone's been partying.
That's one heck of a party.
Yep. That's exactly what I was thinking. Then you got Noble Team and Blue Team with the Christmas tree. George is putting the star up since he's the tallest Spartan. And then the other Forge one, which is actually just a screenshot one, but it's the one by Rowler 1, Installation 04 Joyride. That one is really cool.
That looked pretty good, too.
That looks like a render instead of a screenshot. Probably, yeah, it has to be a render. Probably inspired by a screenshot, though.
Well, it could be a screenshot they went in and touched up.
Well, they have a grunt in the bottom of the corner holding a plasma rifle. I don't think that's a Forge piece. But maybe. I guess we could look at the actual Twitter post and see. Yeah. Didn't say. It looks like a render of some kind.
Somebody's kind of jumping the gun for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Funny thing about that, too. I went to the store because I had to pick up a couple more things to finish up some baking. And they already had Valentine's Day chocolates and gifts out.
Oh, yeah. I know. Where my wife works, they've already gotten a truckload of their Valentine's stuff. It's not even Christmas yet.
Exactly.
They're done with Christmas yet, and they're already getting their Valentine's Day stuff.
There is such thing as over-preparedness.
I'm sorry, you don't need to be shipping that stuff out 2 months ahead of time. Now, mid-January, I can understand. Fair enough. But yeah, it will set in the store for 2 months before they can even put it out.
Yeah. Whatever. What else we got? We've got this cool kind of movie poster thing with...
Yeah, the movie poster looks pretty good.
Has kind of a little Star Wars vibe to it.
Reflections is pretty good.
Wow.
Looks like it's a render.
That is really good. The Lone Wolf is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Remember, with the Reach Dog tags?
We got one a little further down with Cortana, Halsey, and looks like Noble 6.
That's cool. That's Ricky 425. Yep, that's the Reach-inspired one. Very cool. Some more Spartan love. Two Spartans right below it.
Yeah.
What else we got? Some cosplay. Master Chief and Noble 6. Couple tattoos. Let's see, what else? Onto some pencil drawings. Oh, that one's
somebody
cool.
Made a pro pipe.
Yep. Looks like it's made out of the matte foam stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Sal Spartan.
Looks like some custom painted mega blocks or mega construct figures.
Where do you see that one?
Homemade.
What's the title on it?
It's the one right below where it says homemade. Go up. Oh. No, you went too far.
This is where it says homemade.
Yeah, right there. The Arbiter and Chief.
Oh, those aren't custom paints. Those are the Halo Heroes. That's the Halo Heroes line. I do like the Noble
They just
Six.
Look a little bit more glossy than I thought they were.
Oh. No, they're actually a little bit higher quality than the normal figures that you get in the other sets. The Reach carving, wood carving ornaments, really cool.
Yeah.
Or the Noble Six. Some more Mega Constructs staging of stuff. This is...
Somebody put their Halo 3 helmet on top of their Christmas tree. As the tree topper.
Yep.
That's good.
Of course, because why not?
Yeah.
Someone turned the Reach statue into a centerpiece. I guess they've never featured this on the community spotlight, but the Fistful of Arrows cover by Levi Hoffmeyer. That made it here. It's one of those things that's like unofficially canon type of things. It is worth a read. So if you have a chance to check it out or want to check it out, leviathan.bungie.org is where the comic resides. Then we have a whole bunch of screenshots. Mega Mech Chief. Or not necessarily Chief, but it looks like someone took their Spartan profile and recreated it as a huge mech thing and then forged it.
That is still wicked.
That's huge. The actual Spartan is the size of a thumb. Got a few Reach screenshots. It's good to see those starting to fly around again. And I haven't watched any of these videos that are down here.
Somebody took bananas and turned them into a controller and played Reach with it.
How do you make a banana controller?
I don't know.
Like,
looks like they got a little Pi Zero or something. And using like electrical, you touch the banana and it activates a button.
I'm gonna have to watch that later. That sounds weird.
I mean, I've heard of people playing with, you know, the Rock Band drums or something like that, but that kind of takes that to a whole new level.
Well, with PC now, a lot is possible out there. That's funny. With a banana controller. Okay. Let's see. There's some montages in here. There's a third person mode, which we're actually going to touch on a little bit later, but there's a mod out there where you can play Reach in third person view.
Yeah, there's a lot of good mods out there that people have been working on for Reach so far.
There's so many. We might need to enlist the help of some community members to kind of go over some of the latest ones that are actually good.
Yeah. Actually, I found a mod for Halo CE that might be interesting to do videos on too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the Cursed mod.
I've been seeing videos of that pop up everywhere.
The guy has done some pretty interesting stuff.
Like, I watched three of those videos this week, which is, they're just insane. Like, are some of these for the Reach PC ones?
This is all for Halo CE.
Because I saw a Chris Halo one that was on Reach, and they had, like...
He may have done one for Reach as well, but...
Okay.
But the ones I've been seeing are for the original Halo CE on PC.
Okay. Got it. I'll have to check those out.
Yeah, it looks quite interesting.
Yeah. There's some great, like... I know one of the videos was, like, the pistol shot kill balls. That was one of the Reach ones. And then, like, tanks with four turrets on them. There's some pretty wacky stuff. And then down here we have some tweets, some clips. The VR clip that we talked about last week got in here. There's some stream recaps, some stream clips by some people that are posted here as well. What else is here that's noteworthy? Mostly it's just clips and screenshots.
Definitely well worth checking it out.
Yep. Someone beat Halo 3 on Legendary with a Guitar Hero controller, and it took 12 hours and 252 deaths. How in the world?
Well, it's like the guy played Reach with bananas.
I mean, that makes a little more... Well, I guess not.
Bananas makes more sense.
But the thing is, with bananas, you can kind of still customize the control...
You can do the same thing with the guitar.
Sure. I guess. let's see. Someone's made a song. A Halo-related song. I haven't listened to it.
Cool.
What else we got? That's kind of all the highlights in this section. And then the last thing is by Winnie641, this Cortana eating a stack of pancakes. So that's it for 2019 Community Spotlights. It took us 15 minutes just to do that one article. We'll try to speed through this next one as quickly as we can, folks. So this one is the latest and last community update for 2019. Happy Halo Days. It's a pretty recurring title throughout every year. This little article starts with an art piece. This one is by the publishing team art director, Horia Ducey. Ducky? I have no idea how to say that name. But it is a nice little Christmas village drawing with warthogs and two Spartans working on a snowman, a snow chief.
Yeah, snow chief.
How do we want to call that? Snow chief?
I think we'll call it snow chief.
Cool. And it says, season's greetings. There is a 4K version of it available for download. So if you want to update your wallpapers on your computer or your Xbox or your phone, then feel free to go ahead and download it there. I can actually go off the browser view, so we don't need that anymore. Bye-bye. We have a couple of holiday things regarding both of the games. So for Halo the Master Chief Collection, we've got double XP across all playlists until January 6th. And also during that time, there is some bonuses that you can get. There is an ugly sweater nameplate up for grabs. In order to get it, you have to complete, without quitting, 10 matchmaking games. It could be multiplayer or firefight on snowy maps.
So that could be 50 games.
So what are the snowy maps, you may ask? Well, I was going to compile the list and I forgot to before the podcast started. So now I'm looking it up. But in addition to that, there's another way to get it. You can also beat the par score on any two snowy campaign missions. Now, they don't say this is Reach exclusively, so this is probably across all titles. So your sure way to get is probably par score on campaign if you're
that goes. That would be the fastest way, probably.
Yep. I know in Halo CE, the snowy maps, well, it's going to take too long to list them, but yeah, go find snowy maps. There are plenty snowy maps around.
Assault on the control room would be a good one.
And Two Betrayals is the other snowy map.
And Two Betrayals.
Yep.
You know, go in and then come right back out. There's your two missions, and all you have to do is beat the par score.
The only snowy one on Halo 3 is Halo. Halo 2, I don't think there's any snowy maps. Halo 4, I don't think there's any snowy maps. Halo Reach, there is, I guess, the package. Because it is snowy underground. It's snowy underground.
Underground. I don't know.
I don't know
maybe,
if
maybe.
I mean, it's icy. So that might count.
Might.
There's plenty of snow multiplayer maps for Halo 1.
Yeah. You get those.
So anyways, snowy maps. That's what you gotta do. So achieve either one of those and you will get the ugly sweater nameplate. There's a couple of things that they have announced that they are working on for MCC. So work is not done. They are going to complete or keep on going with fixing things on the current iteration of MCC. So the audio issues they're aware of. They're trying to fix it. There's some stuttering that people have been reporting based on some hardware configurations. They don't have a fix on it currently, but in the meantime, they said try disabling any third-party applications that are running in the background to see if that will fix things. There's some issues that have been reported with screen tearing and VSync. They're working on those as well. Keybinding issues, mouse input issues, they're also working on. Crouch while moving is another thing that you can't actually crouch while you're moving. This is a behavior that's actually consistent with the 360 version of the game. You actually have to take your hand off of the movement joystick, whichever one you have it on, and then hit the crouch button. That is currently the way it was in 360. They're going to test it and see if they can roll out that fix. That way you can crouch while you are moving, which some people I think are going to be happy with. For Halo CE, it's going to be coming up here for the next title for the PC. They currently have a few things that they're focusing on, most of which are repeats of what they had for Reach. Things like mouse and keyboard support, FOV, sliders, aspect ratios, customization, which is actually something that's kind of interesting. That's a little bit different. HUD up-res, VFR support, input latency reduction, and PC optimization. So most of the stuff is pretty much the same. The only thing that's really different than what was there during the Reach Insider testing was customization, because there's already a lot of customization for Reach. As long as everything keeps going well, flighting will start in January, which that's pretty nice.
Yeah, definitely.
They've rolled out some updates to the Master Chief Collection, which they've detailed in the post. Not a lot of things that people don't know that's happening. It's mouse and keyboard support, some more front-end stuff like language packs and all that kind of stuff, and there's some other smaller fixes that they've made as well. Going on to the Halo 5 Guardians, we have a calendar!
Yay, finally!
2 weeks later?
Yeah, we're halfway through the month.
Exactly.
Starting today.
Yes, today.
We have today.
A lot happened today. Let's
see. Holiday Fiesta replaces Super Fiesta. Castle Wars replaces Core Play. Both of those are just through the holidays. Mythic Warzone Firefight is available. Warzone Turbo is available. Global Double XP, any playlist. So get on that 152 grind.
I will be doing that. I will be doing that. So if anyone wants to join me, feel free.
And on January 9th, which is the next time they're going to change things, Head-to-Head replaces Mythic Arena. And Super Fiesta will come back to replace Holiday Fiesta. So if you want to try out the Mythic Arena, get in there and get playing.
I will note, too, that Mythic Warzone Firefight and Warzone Turbo are live until January 6th. That's a full 2 weeks. No, that's more than 2 weeks.
Well, all these are to go through the holidays.
That's 2.5 weeks starting today. 2.5 weeks for Mythic Warzone Firefight. So if you have those boosts, and Warzone Turbo, if you have those boosts.
So if Dust doesn't get his fill of Warzone Turbo in the next 2.5 weeks, well, then I guess we'll have to do something about it. Like take his Xbox away or something.
No, no, not my sanity. Yeah, that's a nice little gift there at the end. This is the last, I guess, like holiday gift thing. Oh, and also, I haven't checked this out, which I should probably do that now while we're recording. But last week, when I logged into Halo, I saw that they had the Warzone and Arena Rec Pack bundles available to buy. So, if it's still there, which I'm checking now, it might be there throughout the holidays. But you can get them. I believe that it's 150,000 credits or rec points to buy the pack. And it's either $5 or $10 to actually buy the pack right out. So if you're wanting to get the XP grinding going and you have the extra rec points to use, buy those packs up. They're there for the Arena and Warzone Legendary XP boost, and you get 20 per pack.
And they also have the platinum packs as well.
Yes.
That you can buy for either cash or rec points.
So I'm checking on that real quick once my Xbox decides to actually respond and boot up.
Well, I'm on the website.
Oh, okay. I didn't even think to look there.
Yeah.
What's the
currently you can buy the platinum pack, the Warzone pack, and the Arena pack for rec points. The Warzone and Arena packs are 150,000 rec points apiece, And then your platinum packs are 20,000, which those are giving out arena, legendary arena XP boosts as well.
Get three per pack. Cool. That'll be really useful for that 152 grind.
Yeah. I opened a bunch of the platinum packs over about 4 or 5 days ago, and I got 17 arena XP boosts. And now I'm all out of rec points again.
Those rec points are hard to grind for, man.
Well, it would help if I would spend some more time playing. Unfortunately, I haven't had a lot of time recently, so.
All of us haven't. It's the holiday season.
Yeah.
Speaking of rec packs, Confal actually got our latest company commendation completed.
Yes, he finished up our first strike.
Yes. So now we have 20 out of the 39 commendations completed. We've broken, or no, not not 39. How many is it? 35? No, it's not. Wow. I'm really not prepared for tonight. It's the last podcast of the year. So under the commendations, we have 20 out of 31 complete. So almost two-thirds of the way there. Not too bad. So thank you, Confal, for helping getting us that commendation done. The next one we have in line is kill an opponent that shot you first. So I forget which medal that is, but that is another 3,800-ish to go. So that one overtook our last one, which was splattering an enemy, which we need another 480 of those. If you would like to help us, you can head on over to poddaggler.com/company. We still have several spots available, and we would appreciate the help.
Let's see here. Actually, we need fewer vehicle splatters than we do the others.
Numerically, yeah. Percentage-wise, the other one took the lead somehow. Next up on the Waypoint article, we have Halo Esports. There's some events coming up that Tashi has shared with us. They're still looking at stuff that they're going to be doing for next year as far as tournaments and other things. There was a tweet, or I think this was kind of on the article that they were announcing the roadmap for HCS. They're still trying to figure out what they're doing as far as, are they going to do Halo Reach? Are they going to do PC? What kind of tournaments they're going to try to do in the coming year? So that's still something that's up in the air. But some of their favorite moments he has included. So the Halo Classic in St. Louis, the HCS Invitational at South by Southwest, Nated's milestone, which was he got 10,000 subscribers on Twitch. And then, of course, Halo Reach launching on PC. Unishek also asked Snickerdoodle to pick her top 5 community spotlight creations. And there are some pretty good selections up here. I'm surprised that she was able to get it down to 5, to be perfectly honest. That's a daunting task, and I applaud you, Sam, for taking it on and actually keeping it to 5.
No kidding.
The first one is Link as Master Chief wielding a sword and an energy shield, and then Zelda as Cortana with the Triforce kind of as the index. The second one is a render of some pelicans on, the caption says foreigner structures, but it kind of looks like Requiem, like the sky pillars that you see in the game. The next one is a Halo mashup of Red Dead Redemption. So it's blue team kind of in the style of the Red Dead Redemption cover art. So you got the reds, the yellows, and the blacks. Then you have a Cold Protocol's gray team. Yeah, that's a tongue twister. Cold Protocol is the person that actually made this, and it's of gray team. And then
which was featured in the book Cold Protocol.
Ironically, yes. there's a lot of loops in there. And then you have a Remember Reach poster, which was made by Ahmad Ameri. So those are some pretty good picks.
Yeah.
We've got a little holiday gift guide. So there's three things that are listed here. The first one is the Master Chief building set by Mega Constructs. It is a 9.5-inch figure, and the Master Chief and the AR and all of it is buildable by individual pieces. It's available at Target stores and online. The next one is the Warthog run set, also by Mega Constructs. This is a Warthog that has Master Chief, the Arbiter, and two Hunters with it. This one is currently sold in Target, sold out everywhere else, and online. And then there's the Master Chief Plus, which I actually got. I haven't opened the package yet because I've been too distracted with other things. And the last thing we have here is, well, there's some radar blips, but a lot of the stuff we've kind of already covered before. Actually, there's two things. Never mind. We have a little bit of update on the Halo TV series. It is in production. It is going on in Budapest right now. They have one photo of the chair for the Halsey actor in there, and that's kind of the only behind-the-scenes look that we have at the moment. It's literally a behind-the-scenes look. And it's of a chair. And then we have a little bit of a Halo Infinite tease. Just a little bit. We got some.
Just a little.
We got some artwork. That's primarily what we got, is some artwork.
But it looks good.
It does look good. So we have Master Chief in the control room of unofficially Zeta Halo. And I made a comment on the Facebook post they had. Kind of looks like a Stargate.
Well, yeah.
A little bit.
Stargate laying down.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. So we have that piece, and it, like, if you remember the trailer where Cortana or the hologram kind of pulls in the ring hologram, it's kind of like that snapshot, but in art form. And it's a view from directly behind an overchief. And then the second piece of artwork in this article is of the ring with the broken missing ring piece.
And Brohammer's pelican.
Where do you see the pelican? I see debris, but no, I don't see
sorry,
a pelican.
Sorry, that's not a pelican. That's just debris.
Okay.
Sorry, it's kind of in the shape of a pelican.
I think I see. You're talking about the piece that's kind of center, bottom right?
Lower right.
Okay. Yeah I can see where like that kind of looks like a pelican. Yeah. Yeah. I can see that. Both of those are available in 4K. So if you want them, go get them. And they give us some little detailed snippets of what we know already, pretty much. So nothing new there. There's also the art from Reach, where it's the elites that are all red. It's basically the invasion key art that they had for Reach. So they have that in the 4K version that you can download. And then there is a letter here from Bonnie Ross that she wanted to write up for the last year. So I'm going to read that and wrap up our news segment. So again, this is from Bonnie Ross, studio head of 343. And I quote, "As we wrap up 2019, I wanted to take a moment to thank the Halo community for all your support and engagement over the last year. Your passion, energy, and feedback constantly reminds us of how important this franchise and universe is to all of us, and it fuels our efforts across everything we do. I have so many great Halo memories this year. We made a very deliberate effort to bring players into the fold to help us shape development of the Master Chief Collection. And wow, I can't begin to describe how incredibly thankful we are to all of the Halo insiders that participated in our MCC flighting to help us learn, refine, and release Halo Reach on PC. We couldn't have done it without you, and we'll continue to learn and invest in flighting as we release updates and the remainder of the games in MCC on PC. Through MCC on PC, we've brought millions of new players into the Halo universe, but it's also been amazing to see the number of players returning on Xbox and the response to the MCC update and release of Halo Reach. It was great to see the excitement around Halo 3 esports through HCS Grassroots, and also see pros, casters, having fun in BTB at South by Southwest. I'm excited about the future of Halo esports and its potential on PC. At Halo Outpost Discovery this year, it was incredible to meet so many fans and hear their personal stories. For those of us at 343 who were able to attend, it was such an honor to see Halo through your eyes and understand what it means to you. Spending this time with you was truly the heartwarming highlight of the year. Recently, I had the opportunity to spend a week in Budapest on the set of the upcoming Showtime Halo TV series, and seeing the care and dedication of a different industry bringing our universe to life for a very, very different medium was energizing. I know you've all waited patiently for this series, and I can say without doubt that the team working on this project is as passionate about Halo as anyone. It is in good hands, and I can't wait when more will be shared. There was nothing more memorable in 2019 than finally being able to announce that Halo Infinite will launch with Xbox Series X next holiday, as it feels like Halo is back where it belongs with Chief leading the way. The response to our E3 trailer and the reveal of Chief and the pilot was phenomenal. I still watch the fan reaction videos when I need a pick-me-up. It's hard not to look ahead to next year, knowing how much we have yet to show, but rest assured that 2020 is going to be the biggest year ever for the Halo franchise. Lastly, I want to thank the amazingly talented and dedicated team here at 343 Industries for your continued dedication, hard work, and fan focus. Through that, you accomplished so much to release Halo Reach and push the development of Halo Infinite to new heights, setting us up for a huge 2020. You amaze me every day. Happy holidays, everyone.
Oh, thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you, Bonnie. That was heartfelt. Much appreciated. We appreciate all the work that you guys did this year.
No kidding.
Obviously, the highlight for me was Outpost Discovery.
Yeah.
And I assume, well, I won't assume. What was the highlight for you, GT?
Actually, Reach.
I was thinking it would probably be Reach.
Because I actually got to participate in that.
Touche. Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that at the end of the show if we have time, depending on how long we go into the book. On to part two of Broken Circle. An invitation to the dance of chaos. So, recap of where we left off last week. We kind of went through the whole history behind the Writ of Union, some of the conflicts between them. We had the Usans find their foreigner homeworld and blow it up, essentially, keeping the Usans
safe from the Covenant.
Yep. Safe and forgotten in history. And the Covenant started going on from there. The elites and the Sanshayun being the first two to start the Covenant with the Writ of Union. And then we have all of these other races that come in over time that we know of. So now, 3,400 years later, is where we pick up. Talk about a time
jump.
Just
a day or two.
just a day.
Well, we're moving from, like I said, this is a good book for the history of the Covenant, at least the very beginning of it. And now we're to the point where we're right about the end of Halo 3, as far as the games are concerned. Just to kind of give you an idea where we are as far as the time frame in the Halo universe.
Actually, we're in Halo 2 a little bit too, because there's the mission. Sorry, did I jump ahead somewhere? Because they mentioned the changing of the guard.
Right. Halo 2, Halo 3 era. We'll put it that way.
Yeah. Because those,
you know, that, I mean, so those, that's all condensed pretty much inside of what?
2 weeks?
9 months?
Oh, well.
I thought it was longer than that.
Halo 2 and Halo 3. Well, yeah.
So, you know, it's inside of a year. We'll do that. So, you know, it's just to kind of give you an idea where we're at. This part of it starts out with a prophet by the name of Zoreskin. He is the prophet of clarity.
Sudden clarity. That's what I thought of whenever I saw that.
Zo is probably the best way I could put it is like a historian.
Kind of a successor to McCann as far as what he's interested in, the kind of things that influences his life and that kind of stuff.
And the way they kind of wrote this part of the book, it's almost like you're reading Zoreskin's memoirs. At least that's the way it felt to me. He found original writings from McKin Scraabin, detailing his interaction with Usa and the Usan colony, and, you know, all the stuff we talked about in the previous podcast. So, you know, at this point, he's very wary of the Prophet of Truth. He is basically the secretary to one of the lower prophets. The prophet, who was it? The
Exquisite Devotion.
Yes, I think. Exquisite Devotion. He's not, you know, one of the high prophets, but he reports directly to Truth. He's basically Truth's leg man. He's the one that's actually out recruiting the brutes and stuff like this. And, you know, setting up the changing of the guard, as it was putting, as it was put it, put. It goes in and it, you know, they detail, you know, some of the behind the scenes stuff. And you go through and was, is there anything you really want to detail in that area?
Not specifically. I think we're going to hit on some of the higher points a little bit later on in the discussion. So I don't think there's anything at this time. We find a little bit more how that power grab by the Prophet of Truth really takes hold, and how, like, there's a little more of that behind the scenes revelation that we kind of see in the face of Halo 2 with some of the interactions with the Prophet of Truth and the Arbiter, but then we get a little bit more of what actually happened behind here. So I think we'll get to that in a little bit.
Anyway, Zoe is suspicious of the prophets, the high prophets, Truth, Regret, and Mercy, because of the way the Prophet of Exquisite Devotion is acting. So he actually bugs the prophet's chair.
Yep.
He does discuss how unnerving it is that of doing this, you know, if he gets caught, he's a dead prophet.
Pretty much.
Which he almost becomes anyway.
Very narrowly.
He figures out that there is some shady things going on, and he meets with some of the Sengeli council members.
Torg, Gensimi, and Gatork, or Gatork, Klemi.
Yeah.
Torg and G, we'll just call him that. For short. Again,
Torg and Torque.
Again, there are so many names in this freaking book.
Well, you know, it's not like 343 picked names that were actually easy to freaking pronounce.
I would like to see a video either like from one of the lore YouTubers, or even some kind of explanation from one of the Halopedia folks of, or even if we could get something from 343, is there an etymology or some way that they craft these names? Like, is there some formula for how all of the different species come up with their names?
Yeah.
I'm curious because, like, when I read this book, there was just like, how do you even know how to say these things in the first place? And how do you even come up with some of the spellings? Anyways.
Well, it turns out that Zoe was talking with these two elite council members, and they figure out that they're going to be betrayed, but they don't know how. And it turns out that when they were getting the terminal on the ring in Halo 2, the control room, ready for this ceremony, you know, where they were actually going to insert the key.
Actually, can I interrupt before we get to that point?
Go right ahead.
So another key thing I thought would be pretty interesting to mention is that Truth kind of staged the changing of the guard intentionally through calling back forces that were actually going to help Regret.
Uh-huh.
So, like, the whole thing where you go and kill Regret, apparently there was a full-scale, like, rescue for Regret, and the Prophet of Truth called them back. And because the elites were the honor guard at the time, and because it was the elites who were guarding Regret at the time, Truth intentionally called them back to put a black eye on the elites being the honor guard.
Well, I would probably say more, the second key more thing. He delayed the help.
It kind of made the book, or I guess Zoe's retelling of it, kind of made it sound like that he intentionally.
He intentionally made the help not show up.
Yeah, of course. There's the glassing afterwards.
He made it look more like the elite's incompetence instead of his interference.
Right.
Is what he was going for. To put the doubt in the council members to allow this changing of the guard to happen.
Which ultimately was Truth's downfall.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to put that in there before we got onto the next part.
You have the elite council members who are preparing the control room of the Halo Ring in Halo 2 for the cleansing, or whatever you want to call it.
Activating the ring.
Where they're going to actually activate the ring. The Brood showed up and killed them. One of them actually escaped. And at this same time, the top council members. No, I'm sorry. The Torek and Torg.
Torek and Torg.
They were. Were they the one in the chamber?
I don't think they specifically were in the chamber.
Anyway, well, there were some.
There were some other high-ranking Sangheili that were among the Honor Guard, and it was staged as a slaughter fest instead. So basically taking all the council members of the Sangheili, and then Chieftain leading the Brutes, and it was a whole. So, like,
well, no, I was actually talking about back on High Charity, where they actually had captured Zoreskin. They had two or three of the elite council members in this chamber that had the ability to alter gravity.
Yeah.
And Zoe was given the choice of either going into the chamber or proving his devotion to the prophet or to the hierarchs by actually killing the Sangheili. Very brutally. Basically, this chamber, they call it the Chamber of Gravitic something or something like that. It could locally control gravity and make it very high to the point where it basically squashed them.
Yeah, there were some examples where Exquisite Devotion was turning the gravity up in certain areas where, like, the gravity of a whole planet concentrated on an elite's hand that instantly crushed it or something to that magnitude. And then
he turned up a certain section of it and flattened the calf of one of the elites just to give you an idea. And of course Zoe wouldn't do it. So they were getting ready to take Zoe. They were actually taking Zoe to go into the chamber when, I think it was Torque had escaped the ambush at the Halo Ring and had come back to rescue Zoe.
Yep, because Zoe was the one that actually told them that this was going to happen, and like, so there's some allegiance there and loyalty that Zoe's actually not a bad San Shayun. He actually cares.
So they
Eric Kimmel makes escapes. A good point. We see a lot of gravity weapons from the Brutes.
Yes, except for this wasn't a Brute weapon. This was a
chamber
prophet weapon.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get what you're saying. They escape. They kill the, which prophet was that?
Exit Devotion?
Yeah, Exit Devotion. They killed while they're escaping, along with two hunters, very dramatically.
Pretty impressive.
And they escape with the help of an engineer, Sluggish Drifter. I love these engineer names.
Yep.
And they go to basically a forbidden zone. And that's where we get back to the Usen colony. The area had been basically put on the charts as a forbidden area. So they decided to go there to hide. While there, Zoe realizes where they are, and through his studies, you know, through the studies that he's made, you know, the historical studies that he's made, and also by reading the diaries of
McCann,
he realizes that he's in the area where this Forerunner world was. And he has a hunch, because McCann had also had the same hunch that maybe it really wasn't destroyed. It was just made to look that way. But he had no proof.
There was proof soon enough. Wasn't it one of the elites that actually had mentioned that the Forbidden Zone was, they knew it as some kind of like old ancient colony that was Usen's, and then like, wasn't it the name that tripped Zoe off of like, wait, I've read about this elite?
I think it was the name of the area, not necessarily a direct relation to the Usen.
Okay. But it, like, still, it's one of those like history treasure troves for Zoe, and that like this for long lost forgotten tribe of Sangheili, they're still speaking older Sangheili tongue, is actually alive and thriving.
Well, they're basically searching the asteroid belt around these Usen system, is the way they identify this area. And they happen to come across a repair pod that has been damaged, and they recover it. And that's where they find this Usen
elite.
And one, you know, the elites, of course, recognize it, him speaking an old tongue of Sangheili. What led up to the fact that this particular elite was floating around in a broken maintenance pod is, over the years, you know, things haven't gone real well for the Usens.
Yeah.
You know, they're basically living on a space station that is in multiple pieces, so they have to use ships to travel from piece to piece. But, you know, over the years, things have broken down, including the monitor. It was shortly after the segment, you know, it broke into segments, that he had actually stopped working.
Something shook too violently and kind of knocked him off.
So it's, so, you know, they've been living, they've been living kind of day to day. And, you know, over the years, things have started failing. They have developed a sickness that is taking, you know, the different colonists. Some people are more susceptible to it than others. And it causes a form of insanity. And a group of these people have taken over one of the sections that happens to hold a lot of the repair, or a lot of the parts they need to repair other pieces of the station. And this particular Sangheili gets, the reason he's out in a broken ship is because the ship was damaged as they were trying to assault this particular
one of the pieces
section.
Yep. I think it was a total of 13 pieces, and the Sangheili that were affected by the blood sickness were in control of like 5 of them. One of them being like a key thing that they actually needed to help repair the remaining pieces.
Right.
So the blood sickness folks are led by a elite called Kinza. And then the Kaidan of the Usens, that they're actually still saying, is Baltol Zealous. And he actually gets to kind of pull Kinza out of their sections by challenging them to a float fight battle. And we learned that they have developed this kind of fighting technique in one of the sections that has no gravity.
It's basically a Colosseum type battle. Mm-hmm. you know, like you'd see in a Roman film.
But in Zero Gravity.
But in Zero Gravity.
Yep. So they get them to, or they urge them to fight, and they get this fight set up, and it's supposed to be a 10-on-10. And Kenza actually comes in with some kind of beam weapon.
Nope.
Or it's some kind of weapon.
Projectile weapon.
Oh, that's right. It's like a missile pod.
They call it a mech missler. And it's basically, it shoots a dart, a high velocity dart.
And it was, the battle rages. There's a really cool fight scene where they talk about them flying through the arena and having to dodge certain things, and at least falling from both sides. And Kenza actually has a shot on Bao, but all of a sudden there's this beam of light that comes from a monitor, and we see that Zoe with the engineer actually repairs the monitor, and the monitor resumes control back over everything. Obviously, if you want more detail, I'll say this again, said it last week, go listen to Halo Completionist or Podcast Evolved, or just read the book yourself.
Or read the book.
Yeah. It was cool, though.
Overall, it's a decent read. You know, it's not something that I go back and I read over and over again.
No, but it's, I learned a lot.
It's a dry book. I mean, there is some action in it, but it's a lot of information.
It is.
But it's good information. It's not like the Forerunner trilogy where it's three people dredging across a Halo ring.
I was going to say, it's not nearly as bad as the Forerunner trilogy.
It's just, and there's a lot of things in there that help put things in perspective.
Oh, we should also mention that the pieces came back together and formed a ring. Not like a functional Halo ring, but it was in the shape of a Halo ring.
It was similar to a ring, yes. Some of the pieces kind of got lost over the millennia. They just kind of disappeared.
Yeah. It does leave open a very interesting untouched part of the Halo universe, though. You have a prophet that's still alive. Who's actually...
Well, there's multiple prophets still alive. And they've... in a couple of the recent books, they've talked about them. Shadow of Intent's one of them.
Okay.
You have this one.
On the reading list.
And these are two that we've already dealt with. There's prophets out there. Or Sansayum. You know, I don't even call them prophets anymore because, you know, they're not. So some of them did escape. It's just really interesting how this book lays out. And I really do recommend that you do read it if you're interested in, if you want to learn more about the Covenant history, because there's a lot in there.
It's a very good read. I'm kind of sad that it took me three times to actually read and finish it. Because I had attempted reading it twice before and never finished it, so I didn't even know there was a second part.
It is really a dry book. It's not something that you can pick up. Well, a lot of people can pick up and just read through.
Sure.
Unless you're one of those people that can clear one of these books in a couple hours.
But overall, like you said, and like Penn says, it's a very good book to learn how the Covenant formed. And some of the other behind-the-scenes stuff that happened during Halo 2 and Halo 3.
It gives you a lot more of the back history of the Covenant, at least for the very beginning of it. You know, it doesn't talk about, you know, the Ungoy or the Hunters or the Kig-Yar.
Or the Yanmei.
Or the Yanmei. But it gives you an idea of how this whole nightmare begins for the Covenant.
It's definitely one of the more dense reading materials, and there's a lot of history within the Halo universe for this. I think if you're really interested in learning more about the Covenant, this is a must read. And I really hope they do something with kind of like the ending of this book a little bit. There's just so many cool things that they introduced in this book, and granted, I still have a lot of books to catch up on, but there's a lot of cool things they did in here that it would be really nice to see them expand upon. Like, what happened to Zoe? What happened to the Usins? Did they reintegrate? Because we see at the end there, they actually have some of the Usins go back to St. Helios. Some of them stayed. Like, is there some of that technology that...
Well, yeah, there's definitely more story there. And I would like to see more stories about the Covenant as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of this style, to give us kind of a more history of the Covenant. More detailed history of the Covenant, I should say. Stories like this are great for that purpose. They're entertaining in a kind of a different way, because it's new information.
You know, it'd be interesting. Not necessarily. This would be probably expensive, but what'd be interesting is to have like a history textbook that is the Covenant. You'd have some stuff kind of referenced in here, but all the ages of reclamation, the different things of, okay, they go and the grunts are on board, the brutes are on board. Like, an encyclopedia that kind of breaks that down would be really interesting. It'd probably be hell of expensive, but it'd be interesting.
But yeah, it's really amazing how far this has come from a video game.
It's very impressive. All the lore around the games. Like, can you imagine what, like, if you didn't read any of the books, like, how much of a gap that is compared to all the extra lore that we've read so far?
You know, I have to give props to all the writers, to 343, to Bungie, everybody that's curated this library of backstories and, you know, additional fiction for the Halo universe. They have done an absolutely unbelievable job creating this entire universe based on, you know, a 3-hour video game.
Yeah. It's incredible.
You know, it's, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there like this. Star Wars is another another entire universe that, you know, is well developed, even more developed than the Halo universe. But as much as I like Star Wars, I never really got into the story side of Star Wars. You know, not like I did with Halo. And I don't know why, because I mean, they're both kind of the same type of genre, but I just never really fell into the Star Wars.
Well, those books aren't canon anymore, so. So there's that.
Yeah.
But no, I agree with you. There hasn't been anything else as far as a sci-fi genre that has really impacted me, which is, I mean, one of the reasons why we do Halo podcast to begin with, but it hasn't really like influenced or really had me curious about the other stuff surrounding the games. And I think that's just a testament to Bungie just keyed on something and kind of expanded the story. And because of that story, it made you curious about other things around it. So it's,
and, you know, I will say this, that it only took Dust approximately 5 years to get this book done.
Yep. But it's done now. And now the choice is yours on which book we'll do next.
I will have to look at the list and see where we need to go next.
Yeah, we'll put a poll up. I forget last time what we said. I think it was going to be, I think the last time we did it was a vote between Broken Circle and Smoke and Shadow. But based on the checklist that we have some of the graphic novels and comics, which I don't think we'll touch on quite yet, but we could. Those are some of the older stuff that
I haven't done any of the graphic novels. I mean, I've read pieces of them, but I haven't done the whole series.
No pens, not the Halsey Journal, not yet. We'll get done with some of the other easier reading first.
Yeah, we need to get Dust caught up with the books first.
I haven't read Shadow of Intent. We could do that one, because that's a shorter one that actually made it into Fractures, right? We could do that one as a January one and just do a quick short one since we'll be off for 3 weeks. And then and then we can do the vote for the one that will be after that.
Or we can... it kind of all depends on how you want to do Fractures.
Well, I think for Fractures and Evolutions, the idea was like every now and then we pick a short story, kind of intermediate to talk about.
We can do that too. Let's see.
Oh, Laird says Shadow of Intent is 400 pages?
Yeah, Shadow of Intent's not a, it's not a short story.
But it's 400 pages? How's it 400 pages in a story that's part of Fractures? Or am I thinking Smoke? No, Shadow of Intent was included in the in one of the things, right? I thought it was because I have it marked down as...
I don't remember Shadow of Intent was in Fractures or not. I don't think it was.
Yeah, it's a print form of the short novel was also included in Halo Fractures. It's 128 pages, according to Halopedia. So it's a shorter book.
I don't do pages. I do audiobooks. So
Laird said 2 hours in an audiobook. So that's not... I mean, that's a short one that we can easily do in January. And then we can put a vote out for what we want to do next. So we've got a couple of options. So Silent Storm and Oblivion are kind of a pair as far as the timeline. Smoke and Shadow and Renegades are a pair. Battleborn and Meridian Divide are a pair. I've read Last Light, which leads into Halo Retribution, and I haven't read Retribution, so that's an option. So
I would say we need to do... We can do Smoke and, or Shadow of Intent, and then we can do Retribution, and that'll... I think that'll finish that up. Yeah, that doesn't really... It doesn't have a lot of tie-ins to the other books.
So we'll put a poll up, but we'll see how we want to go about that. I think for sure Shadow of Intent will be one that I can easily get done and we can do on not necessarily the next episode, but sometime in January. And then we'll look at Halo Retribution, or I guess out of the sets that we haven't done yet, Smoke and Shadow, Silent Storm, Battleborn. So we'll put a poll out. And thank you for the...
We'll figure something out.
Thank you for the host Dividable Halo. Thanks for dropping on by. If you guys have any input, just let us know. Let us know on Twitter or Facebook or in our Discord what book you would like us to read next. And we'll go from there. We have a couple of community items to go over before we wrap up the show. Congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Legendary 117 for finally getting married.
Finally? Jeez, took them forever. They've
been together for a while. They've been together for a long time. I think it's... I think they said 6 years they've been together. Yeah, six years ago they met on Reach.
It's been a while.
And together they're married. So congratulations to you both. I actually got a chance to interview them last year at PAX. So we talked about Halo collecting, and it's about a 30-minute interview. So if you want to check it out, you can search for episode 645, I believe. Looked it up earlier today. It's in the 600s somewhere.
Somewhere.
I did not want that to play. We also have Covenant Cannon reaching 6,000 subs on YouTube. So congratulations on the milestone, Covenant Cannon. I need to watch more of his stuff. I don't really watch much of his content. Brendan Lowry, he's one of the writers over at Windows Central. He put out a tweet regarding a mod to make Halo Reach third person. And over on Windows Central, he actually has a little instruction guide on how to get the mod installed. You basically replace the map files within the install. So you have to locate the mod files for your specific install, whether it's the Windows Store and Steam, replace the files, and then launch it up. Important to note that if you install the mod whenever you're actually playing, you can't zoom in on weapons. That's the one drawback of the mod. So for those that are in chat, I just put the link in the live stream, so there you go. The Halo Mega Constructs line has turned 10 years old.
Wow.
There have been Mega Constructs for 10 years. I remember some of like the early sets during like that were leading up to Halo Fest. Yeah. And having the Halo Fest specific sets. So that, yeah, that's been a while. 10 years. That's a lot of money spent on Mega Blocks or Mega Constructs.
Mm-hmm.
Mega Constructs back in the day.
Mega Blocks back in the day.
Or yeah, that's what I meant to say. The 18-inch UNSC Infinity from Dark Horse has been hitting people's front doors. Lots of pretty pictures. I kind of wish I had one, but not necessarily for the price point at this point. Maybe down the road when I have a little more money, I might buy one if there's some extra stock somewhere.
Yeah, when it's $600 instead of $300?
Oh, I think it's $300 retail.
Yeah, I know.
It looks really nice. A lot of people have been saying really good things about it. Yeah, it looks
really good.
Yeah, if you had a chance to grab it, good on you. From what I've heard, there's lots of intricate detail on it, and people have been blown away by it. So it sounds like a worthwhile buy if that's your type of thing.
Well, at that kind of price point, it should be a very detailed model.
It should be. There were some concerns over the model because some of the ones that were made available through packs or through purchase didn't have the detail as much as people would have hoped. And some of the early models, and of course they were early models, they were prototypes, showed like some of the lines where they had glued pieces together or that kind of stuff. So some people had some concerns over that, but it sounds like they really did a good job of addressing those concerns and making sure that the quality on these models were really good.
Well, yeah, if you're going to ask that kind of money for something, they've got to be very high. They've got to be good, high quality product.
You would hope so.
I mean, I don't expect a $300 model to be really super highly detailed, you know, like hand carved cast or anything like that.
I mean, I spent quite a chunk of change on this baby, and the sound quality sucks.
Yeah, but it looks good.
It looks good, sure. That's a lot of money I can't get back. And yeah, I paid for customization that none of them came with. So, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, that is really sad that happened. It's never good when a vendor does that.
For those of you who are listening via download, I was just holding up the Master Chief Bluetooth speaker. Oh, and half the buttons didn't work either.
Well, maybe you can take it apart and fix it now, because now that the warranty's expired on it.
Yeah.
Actually make it worth the money you paid for it.
Ford and Done Podcast episode 33 is out. It's their year-end recap, and they actually have Haruspis and Halo Cannon on that episode. They post every 3-4 months, whenever they feel like they want to talk about something.
Something like that, yeah.
So they talk about a little bit of a recap of what happened in 2019 as far as lore goes and what they hope to see in 2020. So a little bit of a schedule update. Oh, we got Ford and the Don on the YouTube chat. Hey, speaking of which.
Hey, what's up?
Speaking of which. Yeah, so go check them out. Ford and the Don, FordUntoDon.com will take you there. So scheduling stuff for the podcast for the upcoming weeks. We will not be recording for 3 weeks unless we decide to record on an off day. So next week is holidays, so we're taking time with our families. Next week will also be no game night as well. No formal game night. I will probably be playing for double XP, so you can probably find one of us online at some point in time, and if you see us, just feel free to hop in. We're probably grinding for XP or something like that. Or testing out stream stuff. You never know. The following week, for me, it's my wife's birthday on that Thursday, so with it being her birthday, we're not going to do anything during that day.
She's not willing to give up her birthday?
No, we have dinner plans with her folks already set.
Yeah.
And then the following Thursday, I will actually be in Dallas for my brother's wedding. So yeah, the next three Thursdays are out. So the next time you will hear us on the podcast, at least for one that is planned, will be January 16th. So enjoy the time off. We will actually be releasing.
I will.
Yeah. We will be actually be releasing an episode in that time frame. So the Machinima podcast that we recorded a couple of weeks ago with the panelists from Outpost, we will be releasing that during our off time. So there will be an episode that comes out within the 3 weeks. And if we decide to do one off of the normal Thursday schedule, then we will post out on Twitter and social media that we're going to do it. If we do it, it'll probably be either the 6th or 7th or 8th of January if we decide to do it. I don't know, 343 might drop a bombshell and then we might need to talk about it.
Yeah, you never know. You
never know.
Yeah, they might actually have another Halo Infinite trailer pop up for the new year. You never know. You
never know. So that's going to take place, again, next podcast on the 16th of January. And then no game nights on the 27th of December, but all the other game nights should be up and running. Look for polls on our social media and Discord and vote on what you want to play. That is a key thing that's going to decide what our game nights are going to be for game nights here on out. That's going to be key. Cannot stress that enough, because your votes will decide what we play. So if you want to play Reach on PC, get your buddies to come vote and get them to come play. That's all I'll say on that. I'll end it there. So since it is the last episode of the year, we would normally kind of have a special episode to kind of do our highlights and recaps, but since we had to break the book up into two parts, we'll just kind of leave it at this. I'll ask this in the chat. If people want to respond to it, we'll take that as kind of our community submissions for the time being. But GT, what was your most memorable Halo moment of 2019?
Actually getting into the Reach flight at the end.
Yeah, I feel a lot of people were that way.
You know, honestly, the most anticipated thing I had was actually getting Reach out on PC. I'm not a PC gamer. I don't play mouse and keyboard. I do use my controller, at least when I'm here sitting at my desk. You know, the only reason I've always wanted to be able to take Halo with me. And with Halo 2 and Halo CE, I could do that, but I never could do that with Halo 3 or Halo 4. And it's more of, you know, when I'm visiting friends or if I'm with people and they want to know, you know, what I do and why I do it, then I can show them. I can say, here, this is Halo. This is what, you know, this is what I like to play. You know, I can kind of take it with me, or I can take it with me. You know, I don't have that much, you know, I don't have that many opportunities where it actually pays off, but it's nice to have. And every once in a while, it's nice to fire up Halo on the computer and play it on the computer with the faster load times and all that.
There's some fast load times, especially yeah. In matchmaking.
All, I've just been happy with the progress that the Halo universe has made this year. Been some really good books that have come out that Dust has yet to read.
I'm getting there. I read 4 books this year.
Yeah.
A lot better than last year's record. My record or my goal for next year is at least 6. One every other month.
At least.
I'll at least try to step up instead of saying one a month like I did last year. At least I read some books. At least I read yes, some. So now I'm only how many behind? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Plus some short stories. So there you go.
He's getting there.
Yes. Yes, I am. And the journal. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Laird. And all the graphic novels and comics. Yes. We know. For me, I think it's a pretty easy one. Outpost was very daunting and a very long summer, it was one of the most memorable summers I will have in my lifetime.
Oh, most definitely. I can see that.
And I'm curious to see if they bring it up next year, what they're going to do to change it or make it better. I had so much fun meeting people, putting on the panels. The game show was really cool. I will be putting a little montage. I got permission from 343 to actually take the VODs and make a little montage of some clips out of it. So you will actually be seeing that over our off time as well. Laird said going to Chicago, which was one of the outpost locations. Pens also said being able to go to two of the Halo Outpost locations. So that's obviously pretty significant. Halo Outpost being pretty significant thing this year. There's going to be lots of different things to be excited for next year. There's the Halo TV show, which I don't know if that necessarily is coming out next year, but production will probably wrap up then. You got all the rest of the games coming to the MCC for PC next year. You have Halo Infinite launching next year with the Xbox Series X. Kind of makes me wonder what they're...
Which is a whole nother discussion.
We'll save that for the next year. How about that? We didn't have a chance to really dissect that last week when they announced it during the VGAs.
I think we'll just wait until we get a little bit more information on it first.
Oh, there's been...
Because right now we have 15 seconds of trailer.
Yeah. And then all the blow up of the 7-second Halo clip from that announcement trailer.
Oh my God.
That was ridiculous.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It was very well done.
Yeah.
And I liked the nod back to Halo 3, which, you know, in 343's universe, this would be the Halo 3 version of their series. I hope it just nods to Halo 3. That's all I'm going to say at this point.
They're really going for that legacy push. So that's very possible.
I don't want them to go very far with that legacy push. It's one thing to change art styles, which I don't mind. I've actually enjoyed the aesthetic of Halo 4 and Halo 5.
There are certain things I like. There are certain things I miss.
Yeah. You know, I never really had a problem with the Master Chief's armor, but there are people that did, and why, I don't know.
Probably not, Laird. Get bashed over the head with nostalgia.
Yeah. It's like, you know, here, everybody's been crying and whining and wanting Reach on the MCC, whether it be on PC or even on Xbox. And now that it's back, you know, the first week or so, everybody's, yay, Reach is back, and now those rose-colored glasses are kind of falling off, and they're remembering that they don't really like Reach that much. Don't get me wrong, it's still very popular.
Hey, it's the only quote-unquote modern Halo game right now on PC, so...
Right.
That's something?
But, I mean, even on Xbox, its popularity is... waning. Don't get me wrong. Reach for the game that it was a decent game. I really enjoyed it. Now that I'm readjusting to having Bloom, it's getting to be a lot more fun. But there's nostalgia, and then there's just copying a game. And I really don't want them to copy Halo 3.
Yeah.
Nods to the old style, fine. But build your own game.
As they should.
You know, because I don't want to have to, you know, I want to be able to play Infinite and enjoy it. I don't want to have to go back to Halo 5 to have fun playing a Halo game. You know, when it comes to multiplayer side.
The real caddy in Mixer actually brings up a good point. She says she misses the way the elites looked in the older games. I think with Halo 5, I do like some of the simpler armor and more distinct armor in Halo 3. And Halo 5, I think Halo 5 was kind of a good marrying between what they tried to do for Halo 4 and some of the older art style. Like, I really do like how the Arbiter looks in Halo 5. I like the armor set that they made for that. But I also like some of the simpler and the more vibrant colors in the previous Halos. So maybe keep some of the detailed design from 5, but maybe emphasize more on the more vibrant colors.
Yeah. You know, I can understand the armor design, but I, you know, the actual elite model, I actually kind of like the elite model in Halo 5. They appear a lot more threatening. I mean, they look like they could rip your head off.
Yeah, a lot of the Covenant models in Halo 4 just look like, they honestly look like rubbery squeaky toys. That's what they look like to me.
Yeah. Grip plushie.
Gosh, imagine that as like a dog toy, getting a like an elite as a squeaky dog toy. Or Brute or something like that. Get Brute with fur on it and they can turn off the fur.
The early Halo games, the Elite, yeah, I mean, they were threatening because, you know, on higher difficulties, they were very deadly. But they're physically, you know, just looking at them, they never struck me as that threatening. They didn't look that threatening. Where in Halo 5, they look a lot more threatening than they did in Halos 1 through 3.
Yeah, especially with the detail, I think that's like helps.
The difference between the Halo 3 Brute and the Halo Reach Brute. I mean, the Halo Reach Brute, oh my, he looks like he's getting ready to eat your face. Where, you know, Halo 3, not so much. It's they're big and they're furry and, yeah.
They're sluggish. Yeah. No, you're right.
You know, as far as the actual model of the Elite, I like what they did with Halo 5. They could work on the armor, yes.
Yeah. Well, thanks everyone in the chat for sharing your highlights for the year. It has been a good 2019. It'll be a better 2020 with Infinite coming out, I'm sure.
Fresh things to talk about.
Yeah, that'll be nice. So, as always, you can find us on social media. We are on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. You can also find us on our streaming platforms where we stream Thursdays and Fridays at 8:30 p.m. time. We changed it to the podcast. We announced it last week, but we have Thursdays at 8:30 for the podcast, Fridays at 8:30 for the game nights. These are all Eastern time. And then we have my achievement streams, which is normally Sundays at 10. I will be doing it again this week with Bobby. We're going to be doing some more Halo Wars 2 achievements. You can also find us on Discord. That's where we have most of the community chatting away about whatever is hot in the community. We will be talking about some of the Reach topics. We had this book come up and then everyone started kind of complaining about the whole Reach and the controller aim assist being too powerful and some of the other stuff. We're not ignoring it. We will get to it. We'll get to that after the new year. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about in January, apparently.
Yes.
So, we will address it. And at some point, we will start having our Infinite wish list discussions and debate whether or not we want to have the sprint debate. It's probably a moot point by now.
I think we've already had the sprint debate enough. Yeah.
Through several conversations we probably have. You can find our Spartan company over at podtaggler.com/company. We kind of went over the commendations a little bit earlier. We do have spots, so if you're looking for that Achilles helmet, then feel free to come on over and help us out. We would greatly appreciate it. Final parting thoughts for 2019, GT.
I wish everybody that celebrates it a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And if you are looking to find me, you can find me on Twitter and Mixer at Godzilla Todd, or you can find me at Xbox Live at Godzilla Space T. And I am on Steam. Tag on Steam is also Godzilla Todd.
Very nice. And I will echo that sentiment. Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you all, as well as a Happy New Year. 2019 has been a great year. 2020 will hopefully be a greater year as far as Halo content is concerned. I am very hopeful, cautiously optimistic, as always, as advised. And you can find me personally, Duststorm on Twitter, DuststormWoman7 on Facebook and Steam, PodDuststorm on Xbox Live, and yeah. We'll just leave it at that. If you see us streaming, go ahead, come on, join in. We're probably XP grinding, so hope to see you there. Until then, keep on fragging trucks.